Hey, you guys, it's Sunday.
Yeah.
We're still alive. Actually, we had a really good time Friday night.
Yeah. We didn't go out last night.
No, we didn't. Yeah, we didn't go out last night. Yeah. We were resting. I think I fell asleep at like 10:30 last night. We were watching like Unsolved Mysteries, and I was like, but you know. But yeah, we had a good time Friday night, though.
Yeah, we watched this one.
Last night, yeah.
Yeah, we watched this one last night.
You know what's weird? Okay, so I know one of you guys, probably you, Connor Vatslan, because you were saying how you like this movie. Could have been better, but it's a good watch. Yeah, I agree with that. This was actually, like, pretty decent. I was actually going to do this show because you guys had recommended it. I was actually going to do it on my show because it was on Hulu for a while. But then when I went to watch it, it wasn't on Hulu anymore. And I was like, okay, well, fuck that.
Must have taken it down.
But, well, now it's on Amazon Prime. They moved it over to Amazon Prime, and it's on the free-to-me thing. So I was just kind of like, it's weird because they have two versions on there. I clicked on the one, and it was like a pay, or you had to subscribe to Epix or something like that. But then they had one that was free-to-me. So I'm just like, okay, whatever. You really got to, like, watch with the Amazon thing.
The gimmick to this movie is Haunted House Underneath the Water.
Which I'm amazed has not been done before.
Yeah, they have to scuba dive through it. And it looks really good. It really looks like a house underneath the water in the bottom of a lake. And I guess it was a set, but it looked real.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'll, because I was kind of curious how they did that, too.
Yeah.
It was real. It's not a real house, but it's, I mean, it's a real set of a house. They built a house that was on a grid system.
Yeah.
So they could lower different parts of the house down into the water, like while they were filming it.
Okay.
They filmed it at this big studio in Belgium, which is known for their big, huge, like 30-foot water tank. That's like where they film a lot of underwater movies. And so, yeah, they actually built the house and, you know, whatever part of the house they were filming in, they would lower it under the water. And both of the main actors that were in it had to go through this intensive, like, scuba diving training and all this other kind of stuff because they did shoot the entire thing underwater, which, like I said,
ghosts underwater.
That's pretty fucking impressive. And like I said, it's just, I don't know. It makes it, like, creepier.
Yeah, ghosts underwater, apparitions, possessions underneath the water. Just spooky haunted house, shit floating in the water, in the house. It looks really cool. It really didn't pull me in at first. It kind of, the beginning wasn't, it didn't start really kind of the way it had to start to pull me in. I would kind of lose track of the movie and it would lose my attention. I don't know if it was a problem with the movie or a problem with my mindset at the time. It looked like a good movie. Parts of it was like, wow, that's pretty good. But I just really wasn't feeling it watching. I'd have to see it again, I think.
Yeah, I mean, the gimmick of it, if you want to call it that, is actually like a really, really good one. And honestly, all of the stuff being underwater, like I said, makes it a lot creepier. Plus, you have the added kind of thing where, you know, you're underwater and you can like potentially run out of air. So it's kind of like a time crunch also. You know, yeah, it's like, I can see what you're saying. It's like, this wasn't like the best movie ever, but it did have some really cool visuals and I just thought it was like a really, really good idea and it kept my attention the whole time. It's not super long. I think it was only like 86 minutes. The ending was kind of surprising. I don't really want to spoil it, but yeah, I didn't realize when I was watching this. This was written and directed by the same two guys, Julian Mori and Alexandra Bustillo or Bustillo. Those are the same two guys that did the very famous New French Extremity movie, Inside, which is fucked up. And they also did one called Livide. And I think they did one that's on Shudder, I think. And I think it's called Candisha or something like that. But I haven't seen that one. I've heard that one was pretty good. I think that they kind of busted out with Inside, which came out in 2007, which was like a really notorious, like really fucked up movie. And they've kind of been trying to like, you know, make another one that's as well regarded as that since then. And it's kind of been all over the place. But, you know, so this one is not, it's not really gory at all. It's nothing. This one is more like spooky. You know, just like the whole visual of it is spooky. So the story is basically, there's a couple, Ben and Tina, And this is a French movie, but it's mostly in English. Like, sometimes, like, some of the people speak French because it takes place in France, but most of it's in English because, like, the main guy, the guy that plays Ben is British. So they're a couple, and they're kind of like YouTube, like, urbex type people. So at the beginning, because I kind of feel like some places said that this is found footage, which I guess it technically is. It
starts off feeling like found footage.
It is kind of like found footage, yeah. But when they get to the Deep House, it doesn't really seem like a found footage movie, even right. though I guess technically it is, because it's supposedly filmed from their drone or, yeah. you know, their cameras that they're using. But it doesn't feel like a found footage movie once they get to that.
Right.
And actually, like, the in-between stuff, the very first part of it is because they're kind of establishing, hey, these are urbex explorers. They're in some sanitarium, like an abandoned sanitarium. And they're just kind of, like, trying to set up that that's what this couple does. They just post this stuff on YouTube. And the guy, Ben, is really, really concerned about, we need to, you know, the next big thing so we get all these views, because they're trying to make money off the channel. So they want to, like, find something that nobody's done before. So to that end, you know, after that little beginning found footage-y part that's in the sanitarium, then they're like, okay, well, we found this place in southwest France, and it's, like, really remote, and there's supposedly this... Well, okay, now, the place that they were initially going to go was, like, a town that had been purposely flooded... you know, to build, like, a dam or something like that. And so they're like, ooh, that should be really cool. It'll be, like, a whole little town, like, underwater. But then when they get there, turns out that it's, like, a big tourist area, so it's not, like, secret at all. But then this dude named Pierre, who lives around there, says, hey, you know, yeah, this place is kind of all crawling with tourists, but there's another part of the lake that nobody knows about. And that place, there's just one house, and it's at the bottom of the lake, and it's perfectly preserved, and nobody really knows about it. And for a small fee, I will take you out there, and you can dive down to the bottom and explore it, and film it for your channel. So they're all excited, and that's kind of Ben more than Tina, because I feel like Tina is really not, she seems like she's not real experienced diver, so she's, like, really, really nervous, like, this is going to be, like, her first big dive and everything. And so they pretty much... So, like, the first 20-30 minutes is kind of, like, setting that up. And then, you know, they go down to the house. And the rest of the movie takes place inside this house underwater, with them exploring this house. And creepier shit happens. And they can't get out. And they're running out of air. And that's just pretty much how it goes. It's a pretty simple story. They do find out, like, the backstory behind the house, which, like I said, this is a fairly new movie, so I don't really want to spoil it too much, but there is a backstory behind the movie that becomes clearer, like, the more they explore it, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I mean, this is definitely worth watching. Like I said, I kind of feel like toward the end, because this has, like, a found footage aspect to it, some of the shit that happens, it's not super clear what happened, because sometimes the camera's moving around and there's bubbles and it's dark, so you're not entirely sure. You're like, well, okay, what is going on? So there's a little bit of that, and I do kind of feel like, you know, the woman that was playing Tina was just kind of kept yelling for him the whole time, because they had a microphone where they could hear each other, like, in their tanks or whatever, or the helmets. And so she was just kind of, like, screaming his name, like, the whole time, which got a little bit annoying. But other than that, I don't know. This was actually a pretty decent watch. I just really, really liked... I mean, I love haunted house movies anyway. You know, if they're done well. It's probably my favorite subgenre of horror. And like I said, I'm just kind of amazed that nobody thought to do a haunted house movie, like, underwater before. Maybe, I don't know. I guess it's not the most obvious thing. I guess the most obvious thing would be, like, a shipwreck. Has anybody done a horror movie set, like, in a shipwreck entirely? I guess not. Maybe for that would be super difficult.
There was Death Ship.
True.
That was a haunted ship.
But it wasn't underwater. No. That's what I'm saying.
No.
Because you would think that... But like I said, maybe it's not the most obvious thing. It's like, it just amazes me that nobody thought of it up until now. Well, like I said, maybe because it was a huge technical undertaking... that they actually, but I like that they had the balls to actually film the whole fucking thing underwater. Yes, it was in a tank. They didn't do it in an actual lake or anything, but the fact that they actually had the actors learn to dive and they built a house and submerged it and then they filmed the whole thing like that rather than just faking it, because you can't do that, whereas like you can make it look underwater, but they actually did it underwater.
There was, it looked good. There were aspects of it that kind of reminded me of a video game I once played a long time ago in the 2000s. I think it was called Torque, or the main character was named Torque. And it was about, you play this guy who wakes up in prison for, I guess, killing your family. But then you find out that you might be crazy, and it's kind of like you're fighting all these things in this sanitarium and in this prison and shit. And I guess the whole thing is a hallucination. But there's a couple scenes where a psychiatrist is talking to you through a fucking film camera in a studio in a operating room. And something like that kind of happens in this movie, where a ghost comes out of a fucking film screen underneath the water. It looked good. It reminded me of that video game.
I liked that shot. Yeah. There was also another shot where they swim into, like, I guess it was a dining room or something, and the candelabra was, like, suspended. And I was like, I wonder if they got that idea from the Haunted Mansion, like the Disney Haunted Mansion. Because remember, in the Haunted Mansion, I don't know if the one in California is like this, but the one in Florida has, I think it's the same. But you kind of, your car turns like that, and you see, like, that endless hallway that goes on forever, and there's a candelabra, like, floating.
Yeah, both have them.
In the middle, yeah, that's what I thought. I thought they both had that.
But there's a big difference between all those, between the rides. I've been through them both, and I grew up with the one out in California. Went on it many times. But they also have changed them over the years.
Yeah, they've added
things. The California one, certain parts of it, I remembered as being bigger.
It may be.
Like, when you went outside into the dam, when you went into the graveyard, it was bigger in the California one. Also, I remember there was a big-ass, there used to be a big old fucking spider on a web that you pass, and
that's in the Florida one, too.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that spider was, like, the size of a dog, at least.
I think, well, the Florida one, I think there was more than one spider, because I think there was, it's when you go up the stairs and you kind of like turn around and go up the stairs, I think like over the stairs there's like this, all these cobwebs, if I'm remembering correctly. It's been a while, but I think when we did that Dark Disney show a while back, I think we talked a lot about the Haunted Mansion, because I got super obsessed with the differences between, I did like ride-alongs on YouTube, and it's like I read a bunch of books about
the concepts and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I think it looks a little bit different, but not that different. It's pretty much the same. Yeah.
And then they have the little ghost woman going, come back.
Yeah.
Don't come back. Don't forget to bring your death certificate. That's a fucking... And you look at it, and it's about this big, and the fucking face is moving on it. It projected some projector fucking face on it. It looked good.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean... I don't know. I'm just like amazed that this concept has never really like been done before. American Military 100 says hauntings in space, like Event Horizon, are even rarer than haunted ships. That's true.
Yeah, because they don't work that well, if you ask me.
Well, haunted house in space. I mean, I kind of feel like Alien did that, and that's not a really haunted house.
Just horror movie.
Yeah, it's just a horror movie. It's a monster movie, really. But the kind of concept of it was as though it was like a haunted house in space, and Event Horizon. I like Event Horizon, but it's got, I don't know, it's got some problems, but I do like it. I don't know. To me, I'm not hugely, hugely into, like, sci-fi. I like some of it, and I like some of the horror sci-fi crossovers. But to me, like, shit that's in space, I know this is weird, but, like, shit that's in space is not as scary to me as shit that's underwater. You know what I mean? Like, so if you're gonna set a movie, like, underwater with, like, fucking... sharks or big fish or like a haunted house, and that's gonna be like way scarier to me than space. I'm not entirely sure why that is, because it's like I'd be too scared to go to space. I'm admitting that right now. But
that movie Underwater was good. It flopped at the theater, but I loved it. It was like something out of Alien. Like it was kind of like a Ridley Scott type movie, but it turns out you're watching it, and it's Lovecraft, man. It's fucking Cthulhu down there,
which he might be. That's what I mean. It's I think it definitely was. I mean, they didn't say it like that, but I'm pretty sure that that's what they were getting at.
And it was just this big-ass fucking sea monster. And they were deep sea drilling down on this fucking deep sea rig in the future. It was like something out of Blade Runner. And that shit started flying apart because they were fucking around and drilling down to where fucking, where the old ones live.
Waking up Cthulhu.
Waking up Cthulhu.
Don't want to be doing that.
Right. They shouldn't have done it. Had, what's her name?
Kristen Stewart. Yeah.
Kristen Stewart. And that was, I thought she did great in that. I don't know her from anything else. So were like, well, she was in, you know.
She was in that movie, The Runaways. She played Joan Jett.
Thought she was fucking
She
great.
Was actually great in that. That was that's a good movie. You'd probably like it, actually.
Yeah.
I saw it a while back. Slasher Fred says, there's a family-friendly haunted house movie I've seen many times called Mr. Boogity. I kind of remember that one. I think I only saw it once or twice. I'd have to kind of watch that again. It's one of those wonderful World of Disney movies. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, kind of fucked Disney.
That's old, though. Mr. Boogity is an old movie, yeah. Because I remember, what was that, 86, 88, I want to say? It was back in the 80s.
They've been dropping the ball fucking for a long time now.
Slasher Fred says, one of my haunted house movies is The Watcher in the Woods. Yeah, that's a good one, too. That's another one that I kind of would like to rewatch because I haven't seen that in a long time. Yeah, Kanavatsan says, this movie must have been expensive. I'm not really sure how much it cost. That's kind of what I was thinking, too. I was like, man, before I found out that they actually, like, how they actually did it, like, that they built the house set and then submerged it in a tank, and I was just kind of like, man, I was like, man, is that fake? Did they do it? It really did not look fake, and I guess, you know. So I was trying to think, did they CGI the whole thing? But I was like, that really doesn't look like they CGI'd
it. No, it looked real to me.
Yeah, so when I found out it was real, yeah, I was just like, how much fucking money did that cost to make? Holy shit. That's what I mean. That's why...
Maybe not as much as you think.
Maybe not. I mean, maybe it would have been more expensive to do the whole thing in
CGI.
In CG.
Yeah.
What was that other underwater movie that we saw in the theater with the sharks in it? 47 Meters Down, Uncaged? Yeah. That's right.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Those weren't bad.
Yeah, those were pretty good. Yeah, we saw
down in those cenotes.
Yeah, where they were down in the caves and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if they actually did, because usually what they would do, I think, nowadays, is that if they have a movie like that where it's mostly like underwater shit, I think they'll do some of it in actual tanks or whatever, but most of it they'll just kind of like CGI it.
Yeah.
Because I kind of feel like even the movie Underwater with Kristen Stewart, I think some of the shots of them like walking across the seafloor and stuff like that, I don't think they were actually underwater for that.
It worked though. It looked like
it looked like they were, but I think that they did it like with CG.
Yeah.
But yeah, this one absolutely, you can tell this is absolutely not CGI. I said, they have all the gear on and it's like all the bubbles and everything and it does not look fake by any stretch of the imagination. So that just kind of blows my mind that they did that. So really, I mean, you know, even though it could have been a little bit, I don't know, like, I really liked a lot of the imagery in this. I thought the imagery was really creepy, and I really, really like, I liked the music in it, too, like, the music and the score, you know what I mean? Like, remember that there was one part in it where, kind of the supernatural shit started happening, and the guy, Ben, he had, like, this thing on his wrist that controlled his air tank, and he also controlled the drone that was going around. The drone's name was Tom, by the way.
Yeah.
That's what he called it. So he could control the drone with his wrist thing. And so they had that going on, and he could play music on it. And at one point, like, supernatural shit started to ensue, and the music came on, and it was, like, that creepy... It was that, I think the song is called You Don't Own Me, but it was, like, a French version. And then it, like, got all creepy and distorted. So, like, just hearing that song, like, underwater when there's, like, all this creepy shit going on, it's just... I don't know. I thought the use of music was, like, really good in it as well. And, like, the score, I really, really dug that. And actually, the opening song... What the fuck was the name of that song? Because I think you even said that the opening song
you
liked
that.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was either. But yeah, this one had some really, really good music in it as well. So there was always that. But yeah, if you have Amazon Prime, you can watch it for free on there. Like I said, there's two versions, and one of them says that you have to sign up for Epix to get it, but you don't. There's another version on there that is free to watch. So, yeah, I mean, if you like haunted house movies, it's definitely worth watching. I thought it was, like, really cool. Like I said, it had some really cool imagery. I really like... I don't know. I just really... I know this is a weird thing to say, but I guess, like, I'm a graphic designer, so I really like certain visual things. I really like that color grading thing they do where there's kind of, like, a teal or green kind of thing, and then there's, like, all this warm, like yellow and orange, like in the foreground. You know what other movie did that too that like I really, really dug was that anthology movie, the Mortuary Collection, I think it was called, that was on Shudder. And they did the same thing too, where they had like all this, all the backgrounds and stuff were like all this tealy kind of green. And then like they had all these like little warm flickering, like candle warm tones. And I just really like that juxtaposition. I don't know. I just like, I like that visual. I don't know why that is. But, Rickshaw says, I read there's a sequel to Underwater possibly in the works.
Oh, good, man.
That would be good.
Because that bitch flopped and it shouldn't
have. Well, the weird thing about that movie, and we've talked about this before, is that I kind of feel like, well, January isn't a big movie going month, I guess, and they kind of dumped it in January. And the weird thing about it, though, is that even though a lot of people didn't see it in the theater, like when it came out like on streaming, a bunch of horror fans saw it and were like, oh man, that was really good. Like, yeah. So I kind of feel like it was one of those movies that
slipped on the radar.
That, yeah, like nobody thought it was going to be any good, but then kind of word of mouth helped it out, I think.
I just saw the trailer for the new Firestarter. It looked good.
That's right. I forgot that they were remaking
that. Yeah, it looked good.
I mean, I don't have a problem
just
with them.
Just got to see, you know, got to see.
We'll see how it works out.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the original one, but, I mean, the original one came out a long time ago, and honestly... Yeah. You know, you could do, and technically it's not even really a remake of the movie because it's just another adaptation of the novel.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see if you want to be pedantic.
I don't know who's doing it. I just saw the trailer and went, oh, that looked pretty good.
I'll have to watch. Yeah, I haven't seen the trailer. I did hear that they were remaking it, but I haven't. Like I said, that doesn't bother me. Sometimes, like, remakes, I'm just kind of like, oh, shit, why are we remaking that? But I don't think I would mind seeing that remade.
Well... What I liked about that book and the movie is it wasn't just about her, it was about her dad.
Yeah.
Her dad had abilities, too. He could do what was called the push. Where he had basically the Jedi mind trick. He could get you to even kill yourself. That's how good... But the more he did it, the more it fucking caused brain aneurysms. So he couldn't do it forever. His nose just started bleeding and stuff. It eventually killed him. But he had to do it to save his daughter. They were trying to get her because she had pyrokinesis.
Yeah.
Which is a modified form of telekinesis. Instead of moving objects, you just accelerate molecular motion, and molecules move faster and faster until things burst into flames, which has been reported in poltergeist cases. I believe it.
You know what's interesting? Poltergeist book that I wrote a long time ago, apparently, I don't know if Stephen King like did a lot of like research into this with Firestarter, but a lot of poltergeist activity that involves little girls
has
firestarting.
Yeah,
that's apparently like a big thing. I've seen it with, like, there's some cases where it was little boys, but it's almost always girls. Yeah.
And it's unusual shit. It's just that they'll find like a burned spot on the wall, you know, where the wallpaper was, out of reach. Just in and then over time it might be a little bigger, and then in another place of fucking it might sprout out flames and actually people have to put it out. And then sometimes it was just clothes catching on fire inside the dressers. Just, yeah, why not? If objects can move, RSPK can happen, which I've seen. If that can happen, then that means fucking pyrokinesis would be easier because you're not moving anything big. You're just moving molecules, making them agitate faster. And like that Russian woman who could move fucking objects through the glass or kill a mouse by looking at it. And that was little shit. And you'd think that shit's bullshit. That shit was not bullshit. The army had invested in that shit to try to figure out how it worked. And they closed it down, but I've just heard that they just reopened it under something else. And I know they were trying to figure out how it was that some guys... were really good at spotting an ambush. They had them go through this VR thing, and it didn't have to be a real ambush. It could be just a fake ambush through VR goggles. And some guys had a higher percentage of predicting when actors would jump out and pretend to shoot at them. And they were trying to identify those guys and put them in the fucking as point man in vehicle convoys. But then you wonder, is that psychic or is it mentalism? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Is the subconscious identifying that, yeah, this would be a good place to hide? But there are good places to hide everywhere. So how is it they're doing it? But according to the U.S. Army, last I heard, there were some certain guys that were like 40% better at it than the average people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's out there.
Let's see. Kind of Awesome says, I want to see Morbius.
I heard it was bad.
Yeah, I've kind of heard a lot of... I mean, I haven't really watched any reviews of it or anything, but I've heard, like, a lot of people were disappointed in it. Yeah. I'm not really sure. I don't know. I'm not
recently
up on... I'm not up on the, the thing.
Recently, and then, evidently, the only thing that was good was Batman.
Yeah, Kind of Awesome says, Batman's also good, like The Crow, in a way, because they're talking about the dude that played Pennywise in It is cast for The Crow reboot. So they might be rebooting The Crow.
Oh, that might be good.
Yeah, that seems like another one that...
That might be good.
Yeah, they could reboot that.
Yeah, that might be the right guy to do that, too.
Yeah. American Military 100 says, haunted ships may be scary, but trust me, there's nothing more horrifying than living on a vessel with a bunch of U.S. sailors, LOL. Yeah.
Especially you guys... when there's no lube, right?
Oh.
Got it. Gotcha.
That is scary.
Gotcha.
Hugo says, hi guys, never seen this movie. It's actually on, it was on Hulu, but I don't think it is anymore. It's on Amazon Prime, and you can watch it for free if you have Amazon Prime. And it's totally worth watching. Like, we've discussed it, but it's basically like a haunted house movie, but it's a house that's underwater. And they did actually shoot the whole thing underwater, and it's pretty impressive. Yeah. I didn't love it, but it was pretty damn good. It was pretty damn good. It kept my interest. It was really creepy. There was like some really creepy shit going on. It was a great fucking concept. So, you know, that's all I can say about it. Yeah. I don't, you know, like I said, it's kind of new, so I don't really want to like ruin it for people. Even though, like I said, after the first 30 minutes, like when they get into the house, it's pretty much just them exploring this house and creepy shit happening and them not being able to get out, you know, and them running out of air. So that's pretty much the whole entire movie. It's not like a complicated story or anything. And like I said, they do get into like the backstory of the house and everything like that. But, yeah, Steven Seagal should have been the Penguin. Ha 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 ha. In the Batman. He would make a good Penguin.
He's a little too
Steven
big.
Steven Seagal.
He's too big.
He's too big to be the Penguin.
Fucking right. Well, fucking Steven Seagal's fucking like, he's big. He's like 6'2", I think. He's a big dude. Penguin's got to be a little bitty guy. Danny DeVito was a good Penguin.
That's true.
Yeah.
They could make it work. Maybe they could like, they could have him just walk around on his knees all the time and just shoot him. Just shoot him from the belly up.
The original Penguin was Burgess Meredith.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Hey, wait. Burgess Meredith was the
Penguin from the TV show.
Oh, that's right.
Hey, Batman.
For some reason, I thought he was the Riddler.
No.
Who the fuck was the Riddler then? Shit, now I can't remember.
I forgot.
God damn it. It's been so long since I've seen that.
And then Cesar Romero was the Joker.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that.
Yeah.
Rick Shaw says, I watched the John Wayne Gacy tapes today. Good if you like true crime. Yeah, I've been wanting to watch that. I guess I got to kind of be in the mood for it.
For some reason, I lost my connection.
Was that what that noise was?
Yeah, I'm just restarting it. And just,
oh, okay.
It's not showing up. Hmm. But, you know, it's. I guess it's not putting out down there. It's not putting out. We got it connected with a cable, so.
Yeah, we don't usually.
That's why the internet's been so much better.
I mean, I think since we've had the Ethernet cable, my 100-foot one that goes all the way down to like downstairs,
I'm gonna have them fucking reroute this shit, man. Eventually,
I mean, it is kind of ridiculous. We don't leave it hooked up like that because it would just look like a big mess.
Yeah,
because like I said, it's 100 feet long.
Yeah,
and so it goes all the way out here, all the way down the stairs, all the way through the kitchen, and all the way like to the living room, and you know, but since we've had that. I think one time we were doing a live stream and it kind of like, we lost the connection like for a second or like a few seconds.
Yeah.
But ever since then, that's the only time that's happened. I don't think we've had, and because remember all the problems we were having before, like before we had the cable. So it actually really did help. Like I said, $15 and it just pretty much solved all the problems.
I got a connection back.
I've honestly been having, I always have trouble with this. I was watching a movie on Shudder earlier, and I kept losing the connection. It kept going low resolution, and then it would, like, go off for, like, 10 seconds or 20 seconds, and then it would come back, and it just kept doing that, like, the whole time I was trying to watch the fucking movie.
American Military talking about being on a ship with the sailors, and I just had to say, how dare you? How dare you? Remember?
Are we going back to Christopher Walken in communion?
Yeah, when the aliens are
getting anal
probe with the fucking aliens.
And that's all he had to say about it.
Yeah, fucking they put something up in his fucking booty, and Christopher Walken with his fucking naked legs is on the side like that. He looks back at the aliens and goes, "How dare you?" I fucking busted up laughing.
Well, it's funny because
that movie.
That movie's something else. We talked about that a few weeks back. Because the thing about Christopher Walken is that usually, like, he kind of overplays things, but it's like, you'd think in a situation like that, if anybody called for anything being overplayed or you getting, like, super upset, you'd think that you being, like, anal probed by aliens, that would be the time. But I just love that he was just so blasé about
it. He almost winked at the camera. You know how Christopher Walken to say something wink and shit?
Yeah.
I thought he was going to do that. Because he was fucking smiling. How dare you? You know, like, after having them put that fucking metal pipe up his ass.
He liked it.
It was like the size of a damn vacuum cleaner hose.
Well, and I like that the aliens had it, that coming out of the wall, like one of those like high-end vacuum cleaners like they used to have back in the day where they installed them in the wall, like a central system.
Yeah.
And it's like, so that kind of, I was like, oh, well, that's very efficient.
Just in case you ever need your ass sucked up on.
Look, we have it right here. It's right in the wall. It's with all the conveniences of home right here on the alien spacecraft.
Yeah. And you fucking walking with his crazy ass hair. How dare you?
That was such a strange movie.
Yeah, that movie was fucking bullshit.
I mean, I saw it a long time ago, but I kind of forgot. I was like, this movie is batshit insane.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's batshit.
Khan goes, how dare you probe me? Yeah. This is a good line for a shirt, yeah.
I'm mildly offended by that.
He said, what would I say to the alien? What would I say? It would all depend on the circumstances.
Yeah, what would you say if they stuck a vacuum cleaner up your butt?
It would never happen. They had to kill me. They had to fucking kill me. They'd have to do like what they do, what they reported, where they paralyze you with the paralysis beam and shit.
Yeah.
Hell no, man. I grew up in, I'm like Khan, man. We grew up in Latino cultures, okay? Fucking, you're ready to die for that. You know, hell no, you have to kill me. Alright, so that's the way it happened. It would just, I would mostly just react depending on what the aliens looked like. You know? If they looked fucked up, I'd say something. But I'd be open minded, you know?
You'd be open minded.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, what kind of technology? Where are you guys from? How's this ship work? Where are the keys? That kind
of stuff, you know? Can I fly it?
Yeah, I'm gonna fly it. Just I'd have to see what the situation was. Yeah.
Y'all bitches got a Starbucks around here or what? Yeah.
Which one of you is female? How many genders are we dealing with here? Yeah, it'd be that kind of shit.
How many boobies do we hit?
Well, it depends on what they look like, you know? If you go in there and they just look like fucking 7-foot diameter fucking spiders, like some kind of damn snow crab or something, you know? Fucking deep sea fucking crab. I'm like, I'm fucking out of there. I'm noping the fuck out of there. Like, nope.
Rickshaw says the hospital would never believe me on how that Hoover attachment got in there. It was aliens.
Yeah.
I'm sure like some ER doctors have heard that. Like if you have to go to the ER like with something weird like shoved up your butt.
Yeah.
I'm sure that people have come up with all kinds of crazy.
Yeah.
And people do, like, come in there with stuff shoved up. Like, look, my sister used to do billing for a GI clinic, and she's like, yeah, you'd be surprised what ends up people's asses.
I'm pretty sure the concept of aliens showing up and being in a spaceship, I'm pretty sure that's very out of date. That's probably not what it is. You see these big flying triangle things and the fucking Phoenix lights and all that. That shit is going to be like a space vehicle, but it's more kind of like the monolith out of 2001. There's nothing biological in there. It's going to be just a bunch of alien souls inside there, highly evolved, and they're in like a metaverse where they're like in a heaven, but they can also see out and they can talk to other ones that are in other ships, and they don't have a planet. They just live in those things. They probably don't have much to do once you're that highly evolved. So you just stay in that ship for safety, and it goes around and catalogs everything. Maybe you try to help new things grow, and then the rest of the time you're the whole population of that species is inside that thing, just their souls in there in a metaverse, you know. So you never can tell what they'd be doing in there, playing games in the casino, having virtual sex, talking to each other, pretending to be other species that they're not, or just, you know, whatever.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. But they might be so sophisticated that they're boring. You know, it might be that too. That they're just like a godlike intelligence, like something out of 2001, and they're just really impassive, you know. You know, nothing to them. Way beyond emotion and everything. So they may not be a very good quality of life from our point of view. You wouldn't want to do it. You probably wouldn't want to be one of them. Be like a lamb, living statue. A million years goes by and you didn't even notice it. Didn't matter.
You know. Whatever, I'm nothing just laying around doing nothing.
Yeah, stars, big fucking deal. We're floating around in the stars. Shit's been going on for billions of years. You know, it's going to be...
Seen it.
It's always the same shit.
Hated it.
Yeah, right.
Like in the movie The Signal. Ooh, yeah, I remember that. I've seen it.
I didn't see that.
I don't think you've seen it. You'd probably like that, actually. Yeah. It's been a while since I've seen it, but yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be something that you couldn't relate to.
Maybe we should watch that too. Yeah. I don't know.
Because, you know, they're already talking about these Bill Gates, these fucking eggheads and shit, galaxy brains. Their brains are so big they fill those guys. They're already talking about transhumanism so they can live forever in a video game inside their fucking mind box, you know, so they can have heaven on Earth and live in there for millions of years, which I'm not opposed to it.
But no, I wouldn't mind that.
I would only do that when at the end of my life when the body starts giving out. I'd try that. You know, but you have to have an off switch. So if you go, nah, fuck it, I've been in this here for 200 years doing this shit, I'm sick of it. You'd want to fucking be able to turn it off so you could die.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that you would need to have a failsafe, because otherwise people are just going to, like, fucking, yeah.
Right, just to see if there's a...
Because you can't make people, like, keep doing that they don't
right,
to,
right.
You know.
Right.
Yeah, Hugo said The Signal was good. I agree. And as I said, it's been a while since I've seen it, but I remember really liking it. Probably you would like it as well. I don't know. We need to find a movie tonight to watch to talk about tomorrow. I don't know if we could do The Signal. Or Louis sent us that movie, The Accountant.
Yeah, that
we got to watch.
Well, let me see that, because Louis sent me that in Blu-ray. So, yeah, he spent money. So we'll see that.
Yeah, we should probably watch that tonight. Yeah, and I do actually want to watch that John Wayne Gacy thing, but okay. Like I said, that
you might be able to do both.
Well, I don't know how long that is, though.
All right.
So I might have to like save that for another night. Let's see. Kaylin Higgins says, have you guys read The Three Body Problem? It kind of discusses the same things regarding alien encounters with technology beyond our comprehension. Yeah, I've heard about that, but I haven't read it, actually. I keep meaning to watch Don't Look Up. Yeah. I haven't seen that yet either, although everybody was talking about it a while back, so I'm sure I'll probably get around to it. I always forget, like, we have Netflix, but I always forget because we have so many other streaming services. Usually, like, I'll hit Shudder or Tubi or Amazon Prime first, and I'm like, oh yeah, we have Netflix too, maybe I should check that as well. But we have so many other, and I have Hulu, so I don't know. Because I guess I don't check Netflix as much because they tend not to have as many horror movies, and I'm usually looking for horror movies, but... So that's usually not my go-to. Hugo said I liked The Accountant. Yes, maybe we'll watch that tonight because, like I said, Louis sent it to us last week. I think, like, on Blu-ray or DVD. And yeah. I haven't seen it, but everybody said it's good. So.
Something come to mind, though. I was saying that those aliens are probably not biological because space travel isn't conducive to it. But if they are biological, they're a supreme, way high up on the evolutionary scale, which would mean it'd be like something like The Thing. And you wouldn't want to fuck with that. That it absorbs everything that it comes in contact with and takes its attributes.
I've always said that...
And it can learn anything just by absorbing.
There's no alien thing that would be scarier than The Thing. I mean, because if that came here, we would all be fucked.
You'd be toast. And as soon as something evolved into that, it would be a dominant species. It would be unstoppable.
Yeah, it would just proliferate probably throughout the entire universe.
Yep, and if it ever came in contact with a high technological society, which means it would, because it would be ancient, this thing, it would have all of their technology and knowledge and have all that physical supremacy. You couldn't beat it.
Nope. that's why, like I said, it's the scariest alien.
So there might be something
Can't beat that. Yep.
There might be something like that out there, maybe, which would be fucking terrifying.
It might be on its way here.
Yeah, maybe. That's worse than the Borg from Star Trek. Much worse.
Camp Guy says, Gacy is 3 one-hour episodes. Okay, so it's 3 hours long. So it's not as long as I thought it was. I was thinking it was going to be like 6 hours or 8 hours or something like that. 3 hours isn't too bad. But yeah, so maybe, I don't know. Maybe we'll watch it tonight or maybe we'll watch it tomorrow night. I don't know. But yeah. So I guess we're going to go. We got some dough, like, rising.
Yeah.
Mr. Dough Joe rising. And we're going
to mix. Mr. Dough Joe rising. Got to keep on rising.
Yeah, so we got some dough. We're gonna make some pizzas in the.
Shit can be like the size of a fucking
air fryer
pillow. Get it in a big bowl.
So that'll be good. Yeah, I'm starving.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, all right. So thanks everybody for dropping by. Like I said, the Deep House. It's good if you like haunted house movies. It's on Amazon Prime, and you can watch it on there. And tonight we're gonna watch The Accountant. And thanks Louie for sending us that. So we'll be back tomorrow talking about that. So thanks for dropping by. Have a good rest of your weekend, and we'll see you guys again tomorrow. Bye.